We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otzot Chaim. We are now on In Shah HaMochim Perek Beis, Baruch Hashem. So in the old edition we have, it's on Daf Lamed Hei on the Beis, and in Matot Midvash Chelik Beis, it's in Daf Pei Aleph. So let's just jump into it. V'achar Shebi'alte Inyan Ima. Now that we explained already in Shah HaMochim Perek Aleph, in the first Perek, we explain how Ima, how her nine chadoshim are built. Remember, as she's giving, as she's being the leader of Zah, she gives over her netzach hod yisod over to Zah, making that she doesn't have a nahi. Again, this is shiloka pshuto. There in Shah Aleph, we explained how she gets a new nine chadoshim. We explained that already. So now that it says Arizal, now that we explained to you that niva ata hefrish ichad. Now this is no connection really, but that's what we learned in Shah Aleph. This is a new idiom. We're going to find a difference between Zah v'nukva and the Mochim. Kinei al derech shishul Zah hu metifers de'ima meshlisha tarton ad lemata. So if you superimpose, we know the Zah al-Bosha, that means Zah is on top of Ima, kivyachol. Right, so Ima is the higher part of your Zah, which is superimposed 360 degrees, like you can imagine as a cylinder within another cylinder. So the middle cylinder is sticking out, and then the lower cylinder is just around it. Now, where is that lower cylinder vis-a-vis the highest, the inner cylinder? So that would be on Ima's shlish tiferes atachton. Sorry, let's read that again. Hine, Adel Shishul Zahu mitiferet de ima meshlish tachton ad lemata. So Zah, which is the lower cylinder, is just as high as her last chelik of her tiferet. Right? We split the tiferet into three parts. So Zah would be reaching only as far as her lower part of her tiferet. Okay, the last shlish. Kach nukva de Zah, he mina tiferet de Zah lemata. So we have the exact same situation, but this time when we're talking about Zah v'Nuk, the relation between Zah v'Nuk, we're going to have Zah, the middle cylinder, and Nukva, the outer cylinder, and obviously the outer cylinder is smaller than the inner cylinder, and the outer cylinder, which is Nukva, will be superimposed also on the Nahi, well, also on the Tani, called the Tiferes Netzach Hod Yisod, the Tiferes of Zah. But there is a difference between this situation of Zah versus Ima and Nukva versus Zah. But who shehine Nukva de Zah mekoma betchila kasher nitzla beachore Zah mechazed Zah v'lemata. Because when we speak about this situation of the relation between Nukva and Zah, it's not really like I told you. It's not a cylinder around another cylinder. But rather, at the beginning of the creation, we find that Nukva is actually behind Zah. Where exactly? She'ad chazahu shlish ha'elyon the tiferes de Zah. Memekoyim otziu machaze ad sof tiferes de Zah. She'yesh shnei shlishim tachtonim acherim. V'hine shiur akesed nukva dezah mokom shnei shlishim atachtonet tiferes dezah. So let me explain to you. What does that mean? That means, again, we're going to divide the chest of Zah into three parts: the perek elyon of tiferes, perek emsoy of tiferes, and the lower perek atachton of tiferes. Now we said that this is Zah. This is the back of Zah. This is the front of Zah. So nukva is behind Zah. Where exactly? So she's going to be on the shtei shlish tiferes of Zah. So let's say this is the chest of Zah. Let's put it into three. One, two, three. She's going to take up, her keser is going to be on the shnei shlish, two chalokim of tiferes. Now that's not exactly what we said when we spoke about Zah and the relationship between Zah and Ima. Because when we spoke of Zah and Ima, we said the Zah's keser only takes one shlish, the shlish attacked on the tiferes the ima. Masha'enkin, when Nukva takes up a shlish, takes up or puts or is going to get her mochim from the tiferes of Zah, she takes shtei shlish, not only one shlish. So that's one chiluk that we find the difference between the halbosha between Zah ve'ima and Nufa ve'Zah. And then this is where the drush starts. I'll tell you, there's a lot of drush in this perek, a lot of gematrias, psukim, and it's hard really to get to the depth of exactly how he's coming out with these pshatim, because he hasn't really explained himself fully. But we'll try to get as much as we can from these drushim and from the gematrias as we can to get a havana of what he's trying to meramez to us. So let's start the drush. V'zeh sod pasuk v'samti katkod shimshotayach. So the pasuk in Yeshayah says that he made that the Kadosh Baruch Hu made he made the window sills of katkod. Katkod is translated in English as a ruby stone. I looked it up. Ruby stone, katkod. We're going to put a lot of doshim about this pasuk. V'inyan hine noda ki chamisha chasodim mispashtim b'zah. We know that when Ima, which feeds into Zah, as we said, she passes over to him what's called the Shefa, which is five chasodim, and they go into his goof, which represents a chesed netzach hod, yesod, sorry, I repeat, chesed gvura tiferes, netzach, and hod. Those are the five places where the five chamishim, the five chasadim from Ima go into Zah, into those five spheres. Now, here, chesed, which is a held cup on these gematrias. Now, chesed is the gematria of Ab. Okay, if you take the gematria of Ches Samartal, it's 72. That's Ab. That's the Shem Hashem Ab. But here, a chesed and mispashet, betoch a tifers de Zah. We know that, we said, the chesed mispashet and chesed. Chesed is mispashet and gvur and tiferes. Now that chesed, which is mispashet from Ima into the sphere of tifer de Zah, biyoytza mitchalek l'shosh shlishim. We know that tiferes split into three parts. All the spheres. We're just picking on this because we're working on the keser. We're building up the keser of nukva. Yeh kol shlish mimeno kemispa kad. So each part, tiferes elyon is 24. Tiferes Emtsai is 24. Tiferes Tachton is 24. Kad, kad, kad. And that's going to get you 72. Ki shlosha pami kad hem ab kimien chesed. The whole thing of Tiferes, the three chalak of Tiferes, is gematria of chesed, gematria of ab. Okay. Now let's continue. Vine keser, which is 620. Dizah, the kes of za, hem shlosh pamim. Or. So if you take the gematria of or, which is 207, 207 times 3 is what? Is 246. Well, you have to count the koilel as well. So together with the koilel of keser, will come out to 621. So or, 621. Kemenian keser ima koilel. Aval nukva. Keser shelahu shtei pamim o. When you come to keser, her keser, remember, is two times o. Behem gematria bais. When you take the gematria of o, is 207. But the truth of the matter, we're not actually going to take the aleph into consideration. We'll see what we do with the aleph later on.
Why is the gematria of keser different?
What?
Why are the two cases? Why is the gematria different?
Why is the gematria? Why are we taking three? And why are we taking three alls for keser? That's what you're asking, right? And by nukva, we're only taking two.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good question. I think the pshat is that the keser of za is stronger and larger. Then, since the keser of za is larger, it has. It encompasses more all.
Is that what this Eifer Shlem is about?
What?
Is that what this Eifer Shlem is about?
You tell me, what's the Eifer Shlem say?
Look for Keser Shalahu Shnei Panim Bo, Ein Shah Lea, Rocho Peret Zayin, Shazah, Yeshbo Memhe, Melio, Yesh Gimel Alfin, Vehim Mishalkin, Gantof Yud, Shalom. Lelukachas Aleph, Echus Badas.
That's later on. We'll see. Well, the Aleph, like I'm saying over here, that when we speak about the Nukva, her kes of Nukva is worth two oil, all, Shepalim all, without the Aleph. We're going to see, like if Shlomo says, the Aleph, we'll see what we do with it later on. Okay? So right now, we're not taking the Gematria of 207, but 206. So 206 twice. 206 twice is 413, which is the Gematria of Bais. Because we know Nukva is the Bais. Atikre Ishti Ela Bisi, right? Bais. That she is considered to be the Bais. She Nukva Nikra Bais. The Eru Shtei Pamim Olol Sheyesh Bekeset Shel Nukva Hem Bechina Shnei Shlish the Tiferes Deza. Those two Pamim Ol, remember we said in the beginning that her Keser reaches up to the two Chalokim of Tiferes. Those are two Chalokim of Tiferes Olol Shelokhosam Hanukva LeKeser Sheba. So her Keser takes the two Chalokim of two bottom Chalokim of Tiferes, which makes up her keser. Asher kol echad mehem hem kad kad. Remember kad kad, because three of the tiferes is 72, and two of them would be the corresponding to the keser what she takes. Let's continue. V'zeh saw that the pasuk in the Bereishis by Parshas Vayechi by Rivka and Eliezer. But timale kadav ta'al. She went. She saw Eliezer, and she put her kad inside the well, and it went up. So it's chaf dalet hey kada. The timale kada, I should say, with ta'al. Kada is chaf dalet hey. That's the kada we're speaking about here. The hey always represents the malchus. So that's the kad of the malchus.
Malchus.
Hey. The last, when you divide the yud kevavke by the different paltsufim, so vav would represent za, and the k, the last hey, represents nukva. That's nukva is always represented by the last hey.
Yeah, that's the first mention of malchus in the whole thing. I mean,
no, we've been speaking about malchus the whole time. So we're talking about the relationship between nukva, which is malchus. Okay, maybe I didn't tell you that. Nukva is always Malchus, right? That's taken as a given. That Nukva and Malchus, that relation between Malchus and Zah. Okay? Now let's continue. Now, and what's this pasuk that's talking about Rivka? Rivka is Malchus. Is Malchus. Sometimes we call it, it's Rachel is Malchus, Leh is Malchus, is multiple Malchusim. Malchios. Okay? Vizeh sod kad oisius. The 24 letters suggest the pasuk Baruch Shem Kivod Malchut Olam Ve'ed. After Shema, we say Baruch Shem. There's 24 letters in that little pasuk. That Kenizke B'Zohar in the Zohar state how we besaken by saying those 24 letters, we besaken the Keser of Nukva. That's in Shah Kavonis and Shah Kriya Shema. I think it's Perek Vov. Now Vezeh. Let's continue. Vezeh. Sod Chav Dalit Sforim. Doraisa, we know, especially in the Kavanos and Shavuos, that we read the Tamsis of the 24 Sforim that we have in Tanakh. And what is this sod? We learned in the Kavanos and Shavuos that we see over there that is building up Nukva as well. Kishute Kale, it's called. Belachin, a Nukva nikra kdach ve'aniya. So you change the word kad to reverse the letters to Dalit Chaf instead of Chaf Dalit. Dach means poor, Aniya, and we know the Malchus Leis Tegam Eklum always refers to the Indian of Nukva. Lefisha Chesed Mimena Kach Hu Shlish Arishon Hu Dach VeAniya. Remember, every Shlish, we split up the Shlish Tiferes into three parts. Each part represents another Kad. So since Nukva. Nukva is taking 2/3 of the Tiferes, which is Kad. This is what it's referring to over here. Kad, we refer to the letters, is another remez for Nukva, Dach, Ve'aniya. Vezesod, ma, Shamanu Razal, Meshechorov, Beisad Mikdash, also Le'odom Le'male, Shimale, Piv, Schok, Ba'olam Hazeh. So I told you, it's full of Dushim. His another dush is no state in Chazal that a person should not mimale piv schog ba'olam hazeh. What's pshat in that? Ki be'es mishechog ve'es amigdash haya nukva nikra bais. The Nukva was called Bais, Beis HaMikdash. The Nukva was the Beis HaMikdash. The Siva Likachas Keser Shela, Shtei Pamim Kadkat, Shehem Shtei Pamim Ol, Kiminyan Bais. We made that that Cheshbon already. It's Kadkat, it takes two-thirds of the Shlish, Shtei Shlish Tachton of Tiferes Dezah, which is the Kadkat, which is the Ol, which is Bais. So she's the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Velchein, Misham Ve'elech also Litzchok, right? Now that it's the Chor of Beis HaMikdash, what happens then? It's also Litzchok. Kishuhu Gematru, what's the kesher between the Beis HaMikdash and joking around? So he says, Kishchok, you take the word of Schok, is Gematria Shtei Pamim Oro, interesting enough. The Schok is Gematria of 207 twice over. That's the 14. Kivan Shin Istalek Shtei Pamim Oro, Schok Ba'olam. Right? So therefore, since the O, oh, which presents Nukva, which is these two oiras, since that's taken away, therefore, Schok was also taken away. Now, Velasi Lovo, in the next world, Shibonim, next world, in the future time, Shibonim Beis HaMikdash, Bimel Me'amenu, Az Ne'ama, Visamti, Kadkod, Simsot Sayer, we're going back to the original Pasuk, we start in Yeshaya. What does that mean? I will place Kadkod, these ruby stones in your windowsill. The Radak in the Mitzud explains what Shemshutayach means, that it's a windowsill full with these shiny stones. When the sun hits it reflects it. Sheyarzola shnei pamim kad kiniska. So what's pshat kad kod? That the Eibishter, the Beis HaMikdash, will return these two kadim. Because we know when the Shechol Beis HaMikdash, she became a Nekuda Katana, she lost. Chol Beis HaMikdash, which is a Nukva, she got destroyed. She got destroyed, meaning what? She was a Koma Shlema. She reduced herself to a Nekuda Katana. She wasn't able to go upon him, make a Zivug Zah. And therefore, the Eibishter La'asi Lov is going to return these two Kadim to give her again this increased power to make a Zivug and go upon him with Zah. Let's continue the Dushim. Nikroim Shimshu Shayich Al Shemeina. Why is the Pasuk refer? Why is Yeshaya refer to this Pasuk or the two Kadim, the Katkod, of the Kes of the Nukva? Why is it referred to the Kes of Nukva as Shimshu Shayich? Al Shemeirin Kishemesh, because Shimshu Shayich is the Loshon Shemesh. Vegam Lifi Shelok Chosa Meguf Atifer Ziza. Because where is she getting this koach for a keser? She's getting it from Tiferes, of Zah. Now Zah, the Zohar says that Zah is referred to as the sun. Nikra Shemesh Kenoda. V'yosla b'chinas keser Shabbat. So the Shemesh is giving, Shimshu Shayich is giving to the keser of Nukva. V'nifza shehem shnei shlishim shel Shemesh. There's two-thirds of the Shemesh. V'zu kad Shimshu Shayich. So he tells you the pshat, apisod, and the posting Yeshaya. You imagine when Yeshaya, when he said this three words, when he was mechaven, takes a whole drushin to understand exactly what the tifkait of what the Yeshaya was saying. Shiza atzmo kulo nikra shemesh, v'gam tiferes shebo nikra shemesh. So we have two shemesh. We have the shemesh of the actual zah is called shemesh, and also the tiferes itself of zah is called shemesh. So that's the Shimshu Shayich. Yeah. Okay. So let's continue. The inin ki kol echad, kol echad, inin ki kol chesed nikra o. As we explained, every chesed is called. Right? But what's happening? When the ima wants Zah to grow, she sends over to him what? The five chesedim, right? She sends over the five chesedim. Now each chesed is nikra o. Oh, light. Not all with ayin. All light. Besot chamesh o the is biyom kadma b'mais bereishis. We know first pasuk in the bereishis. What do we see over there? Five times it's mentioned the word o. Why is it mentioned five times the loshon o? Says the Aziza, that's referring to the five chesodim that are mispashed into zav on the first day. Hine tam lekichat shnei shlishim. Let's continue. V'tam Hine, tam lekichat shnei shlishim atachtonim bilvad. Now, why is she taking only two-thirds? Hu lefi sheyesod shel tvuna mitlabish b'shnei b'shlish elyon shel tiferes deza kenoda. Now we know that zaz malbish the shlish elyon of tvuna, which is ima. Shu ad mokom chazir. U'misham lemata oret shel chasodim hem migulim. And we know there, because you have to understand there's two types of alabosh here. We're talking about za being malvish onto tfuna, and we're talking about tfuna also being machnis herself into za. So we have to know the position of his head vis-a-vis her, and we have to know her last position as opposed to him. So she slips into him, and she's over here, and he's over here, right? So his head is at the shlish tacht of her tiferis, and her yesod, which is the last sphere coming in, is by where? By the top of his tiferes. The last part of his tiferes. You got that? So her yesod, the last part of his tiferes, and his keser is by her last part of her tiferes. Let's read that again. Hine tam lekira shnei shlishim atachtoni bilvad. Now we know that nukva, when she's malbish, za, she's supporting her head, where her head, her keser, not her head, her keser is going to be on the shlish tachton of za. Now, why only two? Why not three? The fish is so shel tfuna mitlabish. The soda, when the yesod of tfuna goes into za, it goes all the way down to shlish elyon tefel de za. It only goes up to the shlish elyon tefel de za. Vuhu ad mokom achatzim. And we know that she, from that position, is mispashet into za. Once she's machnis yesod into za, adamokom chozer, that's mispashet all the shef of the chasodim. That's called migulim. V'lchein ein hakesed enuk yochola lahatchil ela besov siyum shlish ha'elyon de tiferes. ששם התחיל לחסות עם מסגלות. מכוח הרוע, מגוליס, שם, אז יוצא שם כסף שלה, מבחינת שני שליש החסד, המגולים המאירים. ולכן הם שם, לכן הם שתי פעמים אור אור כניסקה. So again, so the Ima is coming in Tfuna, or Ima. Well, let's talk about Tfuna, because that's the last part too. It's coming into Zah. How far she's coming down to the Shlish Elyon. Now, the shlish elyon ad hachazer. So what's happening over here is that from that place onwards is that the yesod opens up, and there's the spashtes of the chasadim amigulim which are coming up from her yesod. These chasadim amigulim will be building up nukva. That's why she takes these two parts of shlish tachton of za, because that is where the chasadim amigulim are. וזו מה שביעלנו למעלה ששתי פעמים אור אור הוא שחוק, והוא שני אלופים שבשתי פעמים אור אור האלו, והם שחושים שלהם הנשארים בזה, והשאר אורות שהם וו רש מאירים בנוגבה, as nasim ba b'chinas bayis. This is what I was telling you. The two olives of the all stay in the zav. The revav and the resh, which is 206, twice over, which is the gemazvia of 412, is the gemazvia of bayis, and that represents this inyan of the shefa which nukva is receiving from zav. ולכן משחור בית המקדש also לאדם למעלה פיו שחוק like we explain. Why? כיוון since we lost this bais hamikdash, we lost taka this koach of oror kad, and therefore shok with the same gematria we've lost as well. אבל ביויסו לוקחתם נקראים אשס חי עטרס בלן. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, once you take these two shlish tachtonim of Zah, then she's called Nikras Eshet Chayil Ateret Bala. Ki Chayil Gematria Kad 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 Kad. Then she's going to return back to her glory. She's the woman of valor, and therefore she's called Eshet Chayil, because she's given back this two kadkas, which is gematria of Chayil. V'la'atzid lavo, k'shitikacha k'tziv Elokim nase Chayil. And therefore, in the future times, k'shitikcham, when she takes it to Kadkad, she's called, like the pasuk in Tehillim says, Elokim asechayil, nasechayil, she Rachel, because Elokim is referred to as Rachel. She's nasechayil. Va'al yedei zeh. Then the pasuk continues, Vehu yobu tzareinu be'esh yivne beis hamikdash. And then they'll trample over all the enemies once we get the beis hamikdash over again. Again, this is part of the dush. This is not so easy to understand where the depth of all these dushim coming from. But we're here just to scratch the surface and try to understand as much as we can. V'zis saw the posting. Brings another posting in Bamidbar Chaf Dalet Yud Ches. V'Yisrael Osechayil. Ratzolova Shezah Nikra Yisrael Osechayil Enukva. It's going to make her a strength because Zah is feeding over into Nukva, giving her strength. That's the Yisrael, which is that, Osechai l'Nukva. V'noisulam shtei shlishim, elu lekese shela, v'mokom acher, and there's another drush in Shah Rochav Aleya, is ba inen, shnei oros elu heter. Aval shorash adush, ze al miskanotso, hu v'mokom acher, which is in Perek Zayin, ein shal meot. Weiter. וגם שנסבר שזה יש לו כסף שלו שלוש אורס. We know in the כסף זה there are three אורס. ולרחל שני אורס. We explain, right? In זה he has אור, three times אור, and נוקבו, which is רחל, she has two times אורס. וללאה אור אחד בבן. Now Leah, which is another type of נוקבו, another type of מלכות, we explain, she only takes one אור. בכסורים שלהם. אומר מה שקסמנו שהיא לוקח כסף שלה שני שלישים התחתונת תפרס לזה אינו אלא מבחינת כלי וגוף עצמו של התפרס לזה. That's very important. Now when we say that the כסף of נוקבה is built up from the שני שליש תחתונים of זה, of תפרס לזה, that's only referring to her kid, to her כלי. Remember two things in Kabbalah we have to always analyze. The keli shabo and the or shabo. So the keli of a keser shabo comes from the shnei shlis tachtonim d'zam. Omna memoach mitzpash betocho hu chesem mitzpash betocho tiferet d'zam kiniska le'el einu lukach mimenu rak chati shlish or shelo belvad. Again, her keli of keser comes from where? The shnei shlish tachtonim d'zam. That's what we spoke about. Now what about the toichin inside, the moichim, which are in her kesem? That comes from the chati shlish tachton dezah, a minuta compared to the way she's taking two big kelim on only a chati shlish. She's only a nukva, she doesn't need so much moach. V'nimse shelokach shnei shlish tiferes bechinas guf, she takes two thirds for her guf, v'chati or shelo bilvad. Omnam Zah Elokach. This is another chiluk we find between Zah and Nukva. Zah ki gam hu ki hine gam hu lokeach be keser shelo be tiferes de ima gamke. We know that keser also comes from the tiferes, but of ima. Aval eino lokeach rak shlish echad ha'acharon bilvad bebechinas guf shel mimena mamash shela kinizkeler. We know that he's a bit of a chitzon over here because she, Nukva, takes from him shnei shlish, and he only takes a shlish from Ima. But often she kisro kotem mekese Nukva. Comes out his kese seem to be, in ratio obviously, that he has a smaller kese than she has. Aber bevad shlish tiferes de bina hu godol mishnei shlishim tiferes de zah. But of course, this is only the ratio. Only be'erachin, shelokach asanukva, because even though she takes two parts, two thirds, and he only takes one third, but his one third that he takes is greater than her two thirds. Ah, kavanaseinu hi kefi erech ha'erui shekamo she'i lokach shnei shlish tiferes shelo, gam hu yikar kefi ze shnei shlishim tiferes debina. Behine eino ken, ela eino lokach rak shlish echad achon bilvad. The only Havre Mira was that in the same way she takes two-thirds of his Tiferet, he should, now Zah should take two-thirds of Ima, but that's not the case. He only takes one-third, she takes two-thirds. V'hine zu mitbechinas guf. Again, what they're taking from the Tiferet, only from the to make their guf, that's from the Keli. Avbechinas oh shul chetz mitzpash betoch kiniska, but the guf, the hainu, the moch which is inside the Keli, which is the chasodim, hine hu lokeh kol oh hu kulo. Even though he only takes a third of the Tiferet, the tachton, the ima, he's taking the ganze oh from that. The commotion is why be'ezat Hashem ki bechinas nai de'ima hem kelim rikonim bilti or va'or shebetor nishmat amochim va'orot shel zah atzmo aval kesed zah guf va'or shel tifas debina atzmo mamash hu kesed shel zah commotion is ba'al ikon be'ezat Hashem sham ayin sham. So what we're saying over here is that there's two parts to zah. Zah is receiving kelim from ima. Is that clear? What is he receiving from Ima? He's receiving the Shlish Taftan of Tiferes, all of her Netzach Hod Yesod, three and a third. That's all he's receiving. Now what happens? She vacates her Kelim, then she takes her all out, she gives him the Netzach Hod Yesod, her Kelim. What's going to be filled up? Moach. The Moach is going to come from upside. The Ak is going to come down through Ima back into these Kelim which have been freed up. The only difference is that the shlish tachton, when she's taking up for his keser, that she's not going to vacate the oil from that. That oil is going to stay in her tiferes, the shlish tachton, and he's going to take her keli and the oil. Vehine yesh shinoi vehefresh ben zah venuk shakese dezah gufo katan v'oro godom me'ol. Again, he's just spelling out this difference again. So it comes out that keser of zah, his keli, in proportion, is smaller than her keli, but his oil is double the amount of oil in that his smaller keli than it hers. The keser de nufo who have the keser shela gufo godol ve olo katan meod. Right. There's also another difference between za v'nukva. What is that? V'hu. Shekese v'nuk ha'nukva eino lukachas me'aza rak ha'ora be'alma. Hayotze mi'ira me'gufa de'za. We know that the kese v'nukva doesn't take the actual oil from za, but takes what's called the lower level of oil, which is called the ha'ora. I'll read that again. Who shall kesed and nukva in the kachas meaza raka aura be'alma shiyotu me'aira megufa deza. And now she's not only taking it from Zav, she's taking from his goof only. From the goof comes a lower level of all which is called the ha'ara. Aval Zav lokeach me'atzmus u'mamash is all shal ima mamash. She needs to talk about the sod kesed and nisla. Mash enkim when Zav receives from ima, his mom is receiving the proper oil from Ima. That's another difference. Od yeshino. There's a difference between oil, right, and ha'ora.
What's the difference?
Is one's more diluted than the other. One's in intensity. It's echus.
It's the same thing, always.
Yeah. It's the sun and its rays. It's all sunlight, but it's the degrees of sunlight. Now, there's another difference between them. Shlish b'neihem. V'hu nimshach mipnei ha'shino rishon kemoshin ba. This is really a tzotzor of the last shino we saw. Difference between zah v'nukva. V'hine hu b'inen amocha shlish shenika das. Now we'll see there's a difference, fundamental difference between zah v'nukva and their das. Now this is very important to remember this. Shehine nibayet leiluv. We know in Zah has three minds, three brains, right? Right brain, left brain, and middle brain. Pchotam alba. Be'etzem, we split them into four. V'fi shedas kalula shnei b'china shem chesadim v'gvuras. Aval ledas nukva hu kal ve'ein bo rak gvura bilvad. So, again, we have three brains which are split into four. We have the right brain, which is Chokma, left brain, Bina, and the middle brain, which is called Das. In Das, we have two components over there called Chasadim de Das and Gvul de Das. So, Be'etzim, we have four brains. That's for Zah. Nukva only has her three brains. Because she doesn't have Chasadim de Das, she only has Gvul de Das. So, she has Be'etzim, Chokma, Bina, and Das. So, therefore, that's why the Drushes, the Rav says, is all over the place. And one of the places is Etzchan Shah Chavchei, that she has Das Kala. Nashim, we know Chazal says, Nashim Datam Kala. Don't say this to your wife. That women's brains are Kala, weak. Why is that? Because she doesn't have a Pikabola that's explained that she doesn't have the Chasadim, the Das, only has the Gvul de Das. As opposed to Zash, he has both. Now, if you take over, by the way, the Chasadim always come down in five. Gvuos also come down in five. Every Gvuos is depicted in the Kavanas by Yudke Vavke. Yudke Vavke is Gematria of 26. So 26 times 5 is 130. That's Kala. So she doesn't have double Kal. She only has Kal. That's why her Das is Kala. Is Kal. Let's continue. Now, Veda. Hakdoma Acheres. Now, a new point. Shehine. Eilu amochi nimshochim lezun, ein bechinas tipot nimshochas memochi abba v'ima be'ez zivugam kenoda. Now we have to understand a very important point, and the Leshem is very, very stark on this, and we have to understand that all these dushim should not be taken kipshutu k'mashmo. When we say that the tvuna or ima feeds into za to create za, she vacates her netzach hod yesod, which be'etzem netzach refers to your right leg. Hod would refer to her left leg, and you saw her reproduction area. Doesn't mean that she actually physically gives over her own kelim, because then she's walking around with no kelim. She's not working with. That means she's losing her legs, and we have a cloud that b'sore erzeloka, that whatever we see in this world works in the next world. We don't see the woman when she gives birth that she loses her legs when she gives birth every time. That doesn't happen. So how can we say that she vacates her netzach hod yesod for the purpose of za? So here we're seeing, and the lesson is very stark in this, that what we're seeing over here, that the netzach on your sword from Ima's giving over, is being given over into Zah, being allocated, and she gets a new Naya Chadoshim, doesn't mean Pshut Kamashmo, her actual netzach on your sword, but rather a tipa, a tatsaw from her, which we start to see in our world, right? She has a tipa. The mother has a tipa and the father has a tipa, and together they create a new entity. So what are they allocating to this new entity? Tipas, that's all it is. So the tipa itself is the netzach hod yesod. In the tipa has all the koach of the netzach hod yesod. That's what he's referring to now. This is one of the rise of the lesson, that we're not talking about the actual netzach hod yesod, but rather the tipas, which is referred to as netzach hod yesod. V'dah, I'll read that again. V'dah, hakdama acheres, shehine eilo amochem nimshochem lezun, this mochem that we're talking about goes into zun, hem bechinas tipos, the tipos, hanimshoch mim mochi abba ve'ima be'ez zivugam kenodam. Because first the zivug happens bechinas das, and then the zivug goes down, is mispashed into the tipos, or mispashed from the das into the yisoidus. Vomer shtei tipos nichros chochma bina, hem nimshoches mina mochim atzmon de abba ve'ima. Now, there are multiple tipas. Let's just keep cop over here. So far, we have two tipas. One from coming from the das of Abba, and one coming from the das de Ima. V'omnam, shtei tipas nikram chokhma bina, hen nimshoches me'amorim atzman de Abba v'Ima. That's coming from the actual more, from the head. Me'chokhma bina de kol echad v'echad, mehen. Aval tipas das kelula machasodim v'gvuos eno nimshoche medas atzma de Abba v'Ima ela me'achasodim v'gvuos mispashtim bevag de gufa de Abba v'Ima kenota. Meaning like this. We're going to have four tipas over here. Help call. Four tipas. Two tipas come from Abba, which is, so Abba and Ima, then is his Chochma and Bina. Okay, we'll to not make this complicated. Chochma Bina is one tipa of Abba. Chochma Bina of Ima is one tipa. Okay, that's going to be giving over to Zah. Besides that, that's Chochma Bina, right? But in the Das, you have something, Chasadim the Das, Gvul the Das. Now, the Chasadim don't only stay over here. Chasadim is that your nervous impulses, which is passed down your down your spine, which allow you to move your limbs, right? That's what happens when you create a thought. The thought is created in your mind, and then you mispashed this from the middle das, from the two dasim, Chokhmah Bina gives over this moch into the middle das, and that goes down into your volume, that's able to move. So it's something called the shroshim of the chug. Then you have the anofim and the ispashtus of the chug. So the two other tipas, which das getting, is not getting from the das, the chug, but rather the chug, which is already in the spashtus in the guf. That's what he's saying over here. Vihine. So therefore, those four tipas are happening. Vihine. Kefize, kashe, ilo much, mispashtus, beza, yi, al derze. Therefore, when za receives it, he's going to receive two from the head and two from the guf. Shechokhma bina yu, limale borosho. So the two tipas are going to stick in his head. But the other two tipas, which he's going to receive already from a matzah where they already spread into Abav Ima, are going to spread already into his guf as well. Like for like. But lo yeh b'rosh b'chinas mor shlisha nikra das. כלול המחסות לגבורות, כיוון שבתחילה והמשוחות אינו רק בשטס וק דארבע ואימא כניסקו, אומם אינו לא ככה, אלא שיש לזה שלוש מוחים בראשו ממש, so that's only the half a minute, כמה שמלנדו, we don't say that. We say בעצם he's going to receive חוב חוב, those two tippers from Abba and those tippers from Ima, and they're going to go into his das, Chochma Bina, into the das, as opposed to Nuk. Nuk is only going to receive the Chug, or only a Gvus, in the state of Ispashtus already in her Guf. She'll receive only two Morchim and one Ispashtus into the Guf. As opposed to Zah, he receives all of them, those three, in the Morch. שלושה מוחים בראש ממש אפילו בבחינת דאס כלולו מחסודים וגבורו זכו למעלה בראש ובבחינת מוח ממש בלבד מספשתו לחסודים וגבורו זה שבבית מכנעודה. Now once he received the chub chug, the chokhmah, the bina in his right and left brain, the chasadim and the gvuros which are already received in his head, the middle moach, then you're going to have mispashtus of the chug into the guf. As opposed to Nuk, we'll see that she only received the chub, but the chug is already ispashtus. She's not going to receive it in the das. Aval anukva dezal lo kachi. So, ella shebarosho lo yesh rak shnei mochim belvad. Which is chokhmah bina. Shem chokhmah bina shela. Can you say by there? Say azino daf reish tzadi amud alef. Zel shon. This is what the Zohar says. V'nehu the tchei mochim. Only two mochim for nuk. Galifin ba, they're engraved into her. Vegamze so datum shel nashim kala. That is why we say the nashim another dosh, because chokhmah bina represents ab and sag. Chokhmah is the ab, and sag is represented by bina. She only receives the chub. And if you take the Ramachia 72 and 63, which is ab and sag, which is kala. That's why Noshim Datum Shem Noshim Kala. The Arika Yesh La Mispashtus a Gvus Belvav Velo Chasadim. This is another difference, because he received the Chasadim Gvus Mispashtus, and her Mispashtus of this is only the Gvus. Now, the Mispashtus Eino Ela Begufa Lemata. She only receives it when it's already in the Guf. The Mokum Chatzia Da Shela Shehem Gvus Belvav. She's only going to receive this from her das. The ispashtus of the gvuros only receives it in her das. But where is her das? The das, interesting, that hem yoshivim be'emza tchei kfitfim. Her das is not in her head, but rather between her two shoulders, says the Zohar. Shehu shlish elyon she tiferes zah, because we know the tiferes goes all the way up to the neck. That's where her das is, believe it or not. From the look, v'sham hu b'chinas das shela, asher zeh so keshet trin shel yad k'muvua etzleinu. We know in Pri Etz Chaim, when he speaks about the kavanas of tefillin, we see that the keser of the nukva is represented between shel yad, because of this inyan of her das is only much lower down into that area. Yeah. Okay, let's continue. Now, be'ofen shezim ashino eshlishi nichlag v'kolel shnei shniyah. So the third chilek that we made between Zav and Nuk is really split into two parts. האחד הוא שזוכר יש בו דעס חסדים גבוהות. First of all, the דעס וזעס חסדים גבוהות. והנוקבה אין לה רק דעס מן הגבוהות בלבד. שאון איזה דעס, but her דעס only includes the גבוהות. That's one חילוק. The other חילוק between זע ונוקה is, ושני הוא שהדעס וזע הוא בראש או במחינת מוח ממש. His דעס is in his head. ודעס הנוקבה, believe it or not, הוא בשליש עליון לתפארת, is ממש at the highest part of her chest. ושם מקובצים בדעס ההוא הגבוהות שלה, and her דעס is going to be filled up with her גבוהות. זו מספשת זה גבוהות, מספשת בגוף הדבק, כן יודע. That's besides the spashtus of the gvus which is going to go into her guf. Vine siba heyas das nuva notum in the mouth of the guf mvua hu kivan. Now why is her das not in her head? Why is it only in her chest? Kivan shelo nimshar medas abba v'ima elyon b'rosham, because we know that abba v'ima gave over this koach of chug once it was already spashted in their guf. So once it's already spashted, that teva is now sent over to Nukva. She only received it at his pashas in the goof. But so later, Siba lama dashel zanot only mal besod moach borosh mamis. Again, if they're only she's only receiving the gvuos in a state where it's in spashet in the goof the za in the goof the nuk, why isn't za also have this situation where his das is in his highest part of tiferes with his spashas in the goof, the way he's receiving from Abba V'ima? So the answer to that is kivan shalom nimshach memoch adas de Abba V'ima kiniz kaleya. So that's part of the question. The tam tavloi. So he says the answer is b'shino arishon kiniz kaleya. The answer will be found in the first chilek we found between zah v'nok. V'hu ki zah asher keseh shelo yesh lo o godol me'od. That his keseh is very very strong. V'guf ha'kotam yesh bo aharo gdoila. ויש בו כוח להמשיך לעלות החסודים וגבור שהם דעת דזה. So listen to this. Remember, he got the in the tiferes which built up his keser, very very strong light from tuna, and that light was able to schlep up his das, which actually was in his goof, to schlep it back up into his head. La'lo is deres kaven soy, because the das, the keser, is in the same line as the das, so the keser schleps up the das into his head. דרך אמצוי עד הראש ממש תחס הכסר כנודע ששניהם הם קו אמצוי. אז יהיה זעד דומה לאבא ואמא שיש להם במוח ודעס שלהם בראש, and they's going to be similar to אבא ואמא which they have their dust in their head. Excuse me. אבל נוק ודזעד שגוף כסר שלה גודל ואור קוטן מאוד ממש אין כן. Her כסר is large, but the moch and her כסר is very weak. She only takes חצי of the שליש תפארס of the moach. Ein bakoach lalos v'nishar lemate bukufo. It's going to, therefore, she, her keser doesn't have the koach to schlep up her das. Kisham makom arui lo. That's the right proportion. That's the right place for it. Kisham chotzev me'abba v'ima. That's what it's going to receive from abba v'ima. V'aven heitev zin. That's the difference between, another difference between zah v'nok. Fine, we'll stop it here. In Hashem, next time we learn, we'll be doing also time shalmokim perigimel. Kol tov. Shkoyach.